NOAA, which includes the National Weather Service, provides hundreds of thousands of weather forecasts across the country annually, including more than 45,000 severe weather warnings for thunderstorms and tornadoes. They operate through a collection of national and regional centers and more than 120 local weather forecast offices like the one in Wilmington, Ohio. According to Kieran Clayton, Director of Communications with NOAA, the agency took a 7% overall budget reduction for fiscal year 2013. She says that's left them with a large shortfall.
So we've implemented a hiring freeze. We've delayed pilot projects, cut some of our contracting expenses, et cetera. And unfortunately, those weren't enough to get us over the hurdle for the remainder of the year. So we have proposed 4 furlough days for all 12,000 of our employees.
And just as the military is doing, Clayton says that weather forecasts and other critical missions will be maintained through the furloughs, which will be arranged so that severe weather will still be tracked and those important watches and warnings will still be issued.
You know, when you're talking about 4 unpaid days for employees, this is obviously going to be a financial hardship for some folks within the organization. But we are striving to make sure that the weather forecasts that people have come to rely upon are maintained during this time.
In addition, Clayton says that in the event of an emergency, furloughs can be canceled for critical employees. Budget requests have been submitted for 2014, but it is still unclear if sequestration will still affect the agency in the coming year. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.